Praise God for this good turnout. And I want to leave this, another Reformation blessing is to know that we who serve the Lord should daily, weekly, look to His coming again. And what better way to show your love for your Savior than to honor Him on His day. Do not be found in any place of entertainment on the Lord's Day evening at 6 o'clock. This is the place. So I urge you, please, honor the Lord, love Him, come here and be part of God's people, serving Him in the Reformation spirit. In your bulletin at the back cover, 50% off. This is a one-night offer of books that are worth $20 going for $5. This has just come out of the press 2 days ago. Bird's Eye View of the Bible is a must for all those who read and study the Bible. I've used this for over 30 years. Now, this book is now published by Reformation Banner Publishers, that is Tabernacle Books, here. We have published this for the author, who is Pastor Noah Kwasi from Ghana, and he has asked us to publish for him tonight. This is ideal for a Christmas present. So I would advise you, buy 5 and 10 copies each. Now the notes that have been given out for Pastor Quek's wonderful message is this. We are short because God forgive us for our little faith. We did not print enough. Next Lord's Day, please come and get. We will have another 400 or 500 more outside ready for you. Please come. This is a very valuable collection of many charts and tables and information you will not get easily anywhere else. So please, those of you who have it, treasure it. Those of you who want a second copy, come next week. It will be here once again for your benefit. Now, my dear friends, I will supplement a little about what Reverend Quek has spoken about. NIV. Outside, there are some limited copies of NIV Claims Examined. Let me read this to you. In 1978, Zondervan Publishing House released NIV as a balanced, scholarly, eminently readable Bible, providing the most exact, illuminating rendering of the original languages in English. So faithfully accurate, it ushers in a new era of scriptural clarity for Christians around the world. This kind of super salesmanship got the NIV off the bookshelves into the best ever selling Bible in all history. In 20 years, it has sold 100 million copies and displaced the time-honored King James Bible from the bookshelves. This was, in a sense, a slight blessing to us. In Toronto, when we began the church, we were looking for Bibles, and lo and behold, the bookshops didn't want this Bible that's going on for cheap sale, $5 for what was $30. So we got a blessing. Listen to this. The Wall Street Journal, November 16, 1978, announced Zondervan Corporation believes it has struck a vein of gold in NIV because it signed a 30-year contract to publish NIV, translated and edited by the New York International Bible Society, which is staffed by translators from all kinds of denominations, including unbelievers. When you get unbelievers to translate the word of God, when you get the root wrong, the fruit is wrong. And this is a problem. 100 million copies, if you make just 50 cents, is $50 million right off. This newcomer has displaced the King James Bible from its 400-year dominance. Now, this critic is by Reverend Charles Salaby, a godly man who examined the NIV word for word right through, and he says this: if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? When the Bible is flawed and doctored, perverted, polluted, you are in trouble. Now, many of you may be using this, the NIV, and let me tell you this, you will not detect the flawed and poisonous areas easily, except you have special knowledge, even as we doctors, trying to diagnose certain difficult diseases, you got to employ very highly technical, specialized equipment and methods and techniques before you can diagnose the disease. Same with the NIV. You've got to have understanding to go to the right place and read the right part of the scripture before you know there is something wrong with it. You read normally, ordinarily. It is quite good. It's okay. People ask me, does it mean you cannot be saved by NIV? I said, no, we're not saying that. You can be very well saved by reading NIV because there are sufficient verses of salvation. Yes, salvation verses are plenty. You can read and get saved. But we're not saying that, dear friends. When the Bible contains 99% correct, just 1%, even 0.1%, you know, take a glass of milk. You put 0.1% of arsenic, keep drinking every day. You say, perfect, cold storage. Built. After 1 year, you'll be dead. So here it is, dear friends. There is poison in NIV. And we have been telling our friends in our own BP church, as Reverend Quick has said, I grew up with the BP church from day one till now. 1950, 56 years. By the 1970s, these young people who had gone overseas came back and they said, this is outdated. We need something new and fresh and up to date. And they kept knocking on the doors. We, the old guard, says, nothing doing. Keep it out. Until 1988. In that year, our Bible Presbyterian Synod dissolved. So each one goes his own way. Each one makes his own decision. And those mountain so-called churches at once dropped the King James Bible and took on NIV. Let me read this to you again by Pastor Salaby. In a verse-by-verse scrutiny, Reverend Salaby has demonstrated beyond a shadow of doubt that the NIV has within its pages the most devastating and irreparable attack upon the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you understand this, what I'm saying to you? The author of the Bible is the Lord Jesus Christ. These are His words. And the translators sitting in New York have put in the strategic places words and phrases and sentences that attack the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll just show you. One OHP. About NIV. The NIV attacks every vital doctrine about the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone is attacked. Of course, you read certain parts, it doesn't attack. But in some parts, it will attack. This is the strategy of deception. You say, you attack? No, I show you. This doesn't attack. True? Yes, true. Parts of it attack, parts of it not attack. But when you study carefully, you see, NIV attacks vital Bible doctrines such as redemption. Let me show this to you. Alright? Attacking the blood. Colossians 1:14, listen carefully. In KJV it says, in whom we have redemption through His blood. All agree? Except you have the blood of Jesus shed for your salvation, you have no redemption. Now what does NIV say? In whom we have redemption. Full stop. The forgiveness of sins. By what? By nothing. Not the blood. They have taken the blood and thrown it out. John 6:47, King James Bible says, verily I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. On whom? Jesus. He said this. Now what does NIV say? Listen carefully. I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. What do you believe? I believe. He says, I believe, you get everlasting life. Believe whom you like, you get everlasting life. It's what NIV is telling you today. Oh, my friends, this is an attack on the very foundation of our salvation. Now, Revelation 21. This is about going to heaven. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light in heaven. Who? Nations of who? Who are saved. Now listen to NIV. And the nations shall walk in heaven. All nations will walk, everybody. Who, you like to go to heaven, you come. You walk there. This is what NIV says. It opens the way for major heresies and the gateway of unbelief. And yet it is bound in beautiful leather and it says, oh, this is the most exact, faithful, accurate translation. Who's talking? You know, Satan. The Word of God says, like an angel of light, disguised as translators, as linguists, professors of theology, sitting in New York, and they will turn and twist and change the whole Bible, come out as most accurate. Everybody happy, carrying along. Paving the way for the coming one world church and one world religion where it says, oh, you believe? Come in. You are right. NIV says so. You believe? You, all the nations will walk in heaven. Come in. Everybody welcome. Who says so? NIV says so. There's so much more. This booklet is available for you free of charge. If you run out, come next week, we'll get some more. Now, I will give you the reason why we use the King James Bible. Let me say this to you. Out of the Reformation, God gave us one Bible. Only one. The King James Bible. It is the Reformation Bible. It is the only accurate Bible, the only faithful Bible today that you can carry with you and you can say absolutely, confidently, it is God's Word. Only the King James Bible was translated by godly scholars, holding a high view of God's Word and not corrupted by the leaven of modern thought and human philosophies. The translators were in the early 17th century, 1604 to 1611. At that time, liberalism, higher criticism, German rationalism, Darwinian evolutionism were yet unknown. Understand? Nobody had thought of those evil ideas. All these who were called to translate They were godly men, no other agenda. So they had a high view of Scripture. I say, you cannot find a group of translators today who can answer to this, because all the scholars today are poisoned in their thinking with evolutionism and other ungodly isms. Only the King James Bible cost the translators life, blood. Only. Whereas the modern English translations enrich the translators' pockets, all of them, sitting in ivory towers, calling the shots, turning and twisting and mutilating the Word of God, and they get money for it. How much? We don't know. But 100 million copies, if it is $1, it's $100 million, go to their pocket. King James Bible cost the translator's life. John Wycliffe, the forerunner of the King James Bible, was hunted, and hated by the Church of Rome. But God saved him by a stroke. He died from a stroke. You know, they were so angry. Why do we have lost the chance to punish this fellow? They dug up his bones and burned them. Said, now we'll burn you up. And threw his ashes into the river. Who is that? John Wycliffe. William Tyndale, they hounded him until he could not stay in England. He ran to the continent. They sent spies. Eventually they caught up with him and strangled him. You saw the picture? Strangled and burned him. Who took over from him? His friend John Rogers continued the translation. They caught him and burned him also. No modern English translator has suffered at all except Enrich. Only the King James Bible does not attack the Son of God. Only. You don't believe me? Go and buy all the modern Bibles and go and study. It's all in there. Every one of them. Attack the Son of God. How can it be? Jesus is the author of the Bible, and those who translate it attack him. Attack the blood of the Lamb, but all the modern versions do so. Only the King James Bible is not made merchandise. This is in Peter's prophecy, 2 Peter chapter 2. Read there. They make merchandise of you by selling you Bibles. You think they're doing you a good turn. You are enriching their coffers. Only the King James Bible is not made merchandise because there is no copyright. You know what is copyright? NIV has copyright. By now it's got 5 editions of NIV of various kinds. The gay friendly, couples friendly, the children friendly, the stupid friendly, all kinds of friendly Bibles. Everybody wants to buy NIV. Every edition means more and more money. Merchandise. King James Bible, you can print. I print. Yes. You don't have copyright. Only the King James Bible is proscribed, that is, hated and prohibited and banned by the Church of Rome. Only the King James Bible. But modern versions are welcome because they are bad enough. NIV? RSV? NEV? TEV? All these. Welcome. We don't mind because there's enough rubbish and enough poison. We welcome. Please understand. Finally, only the King James Bible may be held up without doubt. Today I can take this Bible, which I have owned since I was 10 years old till now, 70 years. It has not changed. And I can say, when I hold this Bible, I know the contents are 100% reliable, trustworthy, truthful, faithful to the author, the Son of God, my Lord Jesus. This is the Bible. There is no other Bible. And as you heard just now from Reverend Quake, you will not be able to assemble another group of translators like they assembled in 1604 to 1611. 54 men of the highest scholarship, not perverted, not polluted, not poisoned with modern thought. You will not get such a group again. So this is the Bible God has left for us. And I say you hold on to it, love it, read it, obey it, until the Lord comes again. Amen.